President Trump had high praise yesterday for the soldiers at Fort Drum in northern New York. Trump was there to sign the $716 billion National Defense Authorization Act. During his remarks, Trump said no division in the Army has been deployed more to Iraq and Afghanistan than the 10th Mountain Division.
Through it all, you've proven to the world, to our country, to your families, that Fort Drum soldiers aren't just tough. You're mountain tough. That's what you are, the mountain tough.
Not everyone was cheering the president's visit to Fort Drum. Dozens of protesters gathered in Watertown's public square. Amanda Glidden is a military spouse who says the president isn't giving them what they really need.
It's quite frustrating to watch him devote more money to equipment that the armed forces themselves say they don't need, and less money to their everyday life, to their quality of life, and to reward them for their dedication to the country.
After the event at Fort Drum, Trump flew to Griffiths International Airport in Rome for a fundraiser for Mohawk Valley Congresswoman Claudia Tenney. Inside the Hotel Utica, Trump spoke for nearly 45 minutes on a number of topics. He talked about how New York was missing out on billions of dollars because it banned hydrofracking. He called Senator Kirsten Gillibrand a puppet for Chuck Schumer, and he called Tenney's opponent, Anthony Brindisi, a puppet of Nancy Pelosi. He also had criticism for Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Cuomo wants to take away your Second Amendment. Now, he called me and he said, I'll never run for president against you, but maybe he wants to. Oh, please do it. Please. Please. No. He did say that. He did. And maybe he may. The one thing we know, and they do say, anybody that runs against Trump suffers.
And in response, Cuomo said in a tweet that, quote, unlike Trump, I'm not afraid to take on the NRA. Outside the Hotel Utica, nearly 2,000 protesters and supporters of the president tried to drown each other out. Trump supporter Dave Saccone hoisted a cardboard cutout of the president above his head. Saccone says he wanted to rally in support of the White House's policies, like the 2017 tax cuts and crackdown on ISIS.
Regardless that New York State typically votes Democrat, his support is very, very strong, at least in upstate, mainly with, you know, suburban and country. But I know he loses support in the cities, but in the heart of upstate New York, the support for Donald Trump is very strong.
Chris Williams also lauded Trump's performance in office, like signing tax cuts into law.
Donald Trump ran on a platform and he kept his word and he has implemented his platform.
But not everyone in Utica were so approving of Trump's performance. Many protesters carried signs criticizing the administration's zero tolerance policy of prosecuting all immigrants who cross the border illegally. Sharon Kanfush was critical of the Trump administration's crackdown on immigration.
Within about 10 years, refugees actually create more revenue than they utilize. They utilize, you know, resources at first, of course, because they're coming here with nothing but the shirts on their backs. But once they get settled, they start to create businesses, start to employ people, they pay taxes.
Paula DiPerna noted that the influx of refugees has stabilized Utica's population over the past several decades.
Utica's an example of a city in the country that had once a very thriving economy, is now a refugee welcoming center, and stands for everything that Trump seems to be undermining.
Across town, Tenney's Democratic opponent Anthony Brindisi hosted what his campaign called a people-powered fundraiser, where tickets were 1% of the cost to attend the Trump-Tenney dinner.